Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Origin Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and with me as always is my brilliant co-host, Alex.
Thanks, Jamie. Great to be here with you all. Today we're diving into some fascinating research about celiac disease that could really change how we understand this condition.
That's right. We're looking at a study with quite the title. Peyer's Patch B-Cell Sample Transglutaminase Gluten Complexes and Drive Celiac Disease Autoimmunity. It's from researchers at the Norwegian Poliac Disease Research Center and Stanford University.
I know that title sounds pretty technical, but this research is actually super interesting. It's giving us new insights into how celiac disease develops at the cellular level.
So, Alex, before we get into the specifics of the study, maybe we should give our listeners a quick refresher on celiac disease?
Ed Call. So celiac disease is basically an autoimmune disorder where eating gluten triggers an immune response that damages the small intestine. And what's really interesting is that it's associated with these very specific autoantibodies.
Right, and those autoantibodies are against something called transglutaminase 2, or TG2 for short. It's an enzyme that's naturally found in our bodies.
Exactly. And one of the big mysteries has been understanding exactly how these autoantibodies develop. Like, why would your immune system start attacking this normal enzyme that's supposed to be there?
That's where this research comes in. The team wanted to figure out where in the body this enzyme, TG2, encounters gluten peptides and forms these complexes that trigger the immune response.
And they specifically looked at something called Peyer's patches, which are these specialized areas of lymphoid tissue in the gut. They're basically like little immune system outposts in your intestines.
I love that description. Immune system outposts. That's exactly what they are. And they're super important for our intestinal immune responses.
Thanks. So the researchers developed this mouse model to study the interactions between B cells that are specific for TG2 and T cells that are specific for gluten. And they found something really interesting.
They did. When they orally immunized these special mice with a model antigen, the mice developed TG2-specific gut IgA and serum IgG responses. That's basically the same antibody profile we see in human celiac disease.
And they found that the activated TG2-specific B cells were present in those Peyer's patches we talked about, as well as in the gut-draining mesenteric lymph nodes. This is really similar to what's seen in human celiac disease.
But here's the really cool part, Alex. They demonstrated that TG2-specific B cells in Peyer's patches can actually sample TG2 when the protein is present in the gut lumen, basically the interior space of your intestines.
That is fascinating. So it suggests that these TG2 gluten complexes can form right there in the gut lumen, and then they're taken up by TG2-specific B cells in the gut-associated lymphoid tissue.
Exactly. And the researchers propose that this pathway plays an important role in driving the anti-TG2 IgA autoantibody response in patients with celiac disease.
You know what's interesting to me? This helps explain why the autoantibody response in celiac disease is so dependent on gluten exposure. When patients go on a gluten-free diet, these antibodies disappear within months.
That's a great point. The study mentions that the production of anti-TG2 antibodies is strictly dependent on dietary gluten exposure. It's all about that interaction between the gluten-specific T cells and the TG2-specific B cells.
And it seems like the crosstalk between these cells not only results in the generation of TG2-specific autoantibodies, but it also leads to a massive amplification of the inflammatory gluten-specific CD4+ T cell response.
Right, so disrupting this pathogenic crosstalk could potentially be a therapeutic strategy. That's actually really promising.
Absolutely. And you know, I think what's also interesting is their finding about TG2 from shed enterocytes being found in the gut lumen of mice. This TG2 was catalytically active and able to generate these deimmunitated gluten peptides.
So that means the transient complexes of TG2 and gluten can actually form right there in the lumen of the small intestine. That's a key piece of the puzzle.
And in celiac disease, there's an increased turnover rate of enterocytes, right? The study mentions that normal enterocyte lifespan is reduced from 3 to 5 days to about 24 hours in untreated celiac disease.
Yes, plus TG2 expression in enterocytes is elevated in active celiac disease, so you'd have more TG2 being released into the gut lumen in people with active disease.
That makes so much sense.
And the researchers suggest that elevated levels of TG2 in the lumen could also be achieved by other conditions that increase epithelial turnover, like common gastrointestinal infections.
Which is interesting, because some gastrointestinal infections, including rotavirus, have been associated with the onset of celiac disease, though the mechanisms weren't clear until now.
This really fits with a threshold model for celiac disease development, where the efficiency of gluten presentation to CD4 plus T cells determines the likelihood of developing the disease.
So in terms of treatment implications, the study mentions that B-cell-directed therapies haven't really been explored for celiac disease yet, but they might be worth pursuing given their success in other autoimmune diseases.
And they also mentioned TG2 inhibition as a promising strategy. There was actually a recent phase 2 clinical trial that showed some potential there. An oral TG2 inhibitor called TAC-227, or ZED-1227, prevented gluten-induced intestinal remodeling during a gluten challenge.
That's really promising. And interestingly, that inhibitor has poor systemic absorption, which suggests its clinical efficacy might result from inhibition of TG2 activity, specifically within the gut lumen.
Which totally aligns with what this study is showing about the importance of the gut lumen in celiac disease pathogenesis. I love when different research approaches converge like this.
It's really cool to see how this basic science research could lead to new therapeutic approaches. The researchers anticipate that their model will provide a foundation for developing improved TG2 inhibitors and novel therapeutic strategies.
Absolutely. This study really advances our understanding of how celiac disease develops at the molecular level. And that understanding is crucial for developing better treatments beyond just the gluten-free diet.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's discussion. Thanks for joining us on the Origin Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review.
And we'll be back next time with more fascinating research from the world of molecular and cellular biology. Until then, stay curious.